This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. David Ramirez, who is an ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine, and we're going to talk about eye health today. Dr. Ramirez, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Beyonce. I'm so happy to be here.
And it's so good to get this great information about eye health, so important for us. Why is getting a routine eye exam so important, and how often should we go to get our eyes examined?
Great question. A lot of people ask this. In general, routine eye exams are important for people who have diabetes, high blood pressure, other health conditions, certainly. But, you know, usually for the average person around age 40, I would say, is when we start thinking about really having at least one good eye exam with an ophthalmologist every few years. And of course, how often you go depends on whether you have any of these eye conditions or underlying medical conditions that need following up. When we're younger, if things are good, you know, usually every few years or once at least in your 20s, and then a little bit more frequent as we get older is what's recommended.
Okay, I think it's time for me to schedule my eye exam. What can someone expect when they go for an eye exam?
We definitely care about vision. So that's going to be the number one thing that we check during an eye exam. The other things we check are eye pressure to screen for glaucoma. We look at your pupils. We check your eye alignment to make sure they're straight. And then we look at the front and the back of the eye using different lights and then a microscope, which is called a slit lamp. And then sometimes we dilate the eyes too with eye drops, which helps us see into the back of the eye, checking to make sure everything is where it should be.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. David Ramirez, who's an ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine, and we're talking about eye health. Doctor, is it true that eating certain foods support eye health? I remember growing up as a kid, we were told to eat our carrots because it would help with our vision. Is that true?
Yeah. So I get this question a lot, especially as someone who sees kids and parents, is that having a well-balanced diet is really great for eye health. And so, I've heard people ask about vitamins they have to take. A lot of people ask about carrots, vitamin A.
Yeah, I've heard about that too.
And when done, you know, in moderation, obviously that's fine. But I just say overall, aim for a balanced diet with a variety of fruits and vegetables, and that'll help make sure that you can see well.
Okay, duly noted.
The other thing that you can do is moderate exercise, and that's really aimed at kind of improving blood circulation. It's good for the body in general and also good for your eyes and good for vision.
And you know, nowadays, this is something that we pretty much all have issues with, and that's staring at our computer screens, our iPads, TVs. How does staring at screens in our day-to-day lives affect our eyes? I have to admit, doctor, guilty as charged.
Great, timely question. And I ask myself this too when I look at my phone. But I'll start off just by saying, you know, people get scared, like if they're sitting too close to the TV or looking at the screen for a long time, if that's going to cause vision loss. And doing that doesn't damage the eyes themselves.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But they can cause different problems. So for example, if you're walking around living your life, you blink maybe 15, 20 times a minute. But when you're watching TikTok or YouTube or whatever on your phone, you only blink about 5 or so times a minute. Mm. And so if you don't blink, your tears can evaporate and dry out your eyes. That can cause blurry vision. That can cause eye soreness, burning, tearing, any one of those things. Staring at screens can also cause other non-eye related problems like neck, back strain. So making sure your posture is right can also help. So really just kind of making some of these adjustments, whether it's reducing your screen time, making sure your posture is right, making sure you blink or use artificial tears or re-wetting drops, that can all help.
Thank you. Gosh, two takeaways for me: get that eye exam scheduled and stay off the phone so much. Dr. David Ramirez, ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine, thank you for this very important information about our eye health, which is very, very critical for all of us. This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. Thanks again, Dr. Ramirez.
Absolutely. Thanks. So nice to chat with you.